Hello, it's raining. I'm on lunch, or not on lunch. Why am I getting wet? Because it's raining. Why am I getting wet? Because it's raining. Oh my God. I swear I'm not this dumb. Not all the time. Okay, just don't have an umbrella with me. And, okay. Oh man, please. Oh, my hand's getting wet. I'm such a little princess. I'm also a little ill. No, I'm not a little ill. I just haven't drunk any water. That's why my voice is all voicey. Oh, my phone is getting wet. Okay, let's try that. No, that just looks weird. Okay, let's make out like we're making a telephone call. Hello, person I am talking to on phone. Anyway, I thought we could have a chat. In as much as I thought I would chat at you. And now I've got Armake. Oh, princess. So, I've realised that I've been doing something without realising it. Okay, and I can never say this word. Also, I'm skipping wrong words. What did I just step on? Okay, it's fine. I've been skipping words as well. Oh, I think I have. I don't know. When I get stressed, my speech goes out the fucking window. I have been I've been boxing my shit up and keeping everything separate. I guess it's like a little bit of fear. So I would post to Patreon and I'd maybe tweet about it. Because the button's right there. And I would post my old stuff on Reddit, and then oh my fuck! Woe of my speech patterns. So anyway, I realised that I've been compartmentalized. Doesn't sound right. Compartmentalization, that's a word. Boxing shit. I've now decided that I have a lot of content. And I have content which is, you know, a year old, 2 years old, whatever. And when I post that stuff, it's previously been posted to Patreon. I'm also going to post it to Patreon. Ugh. Honey. No, I mean, when I post on YouTube, I'm going to post a video to Patreon on the public feed. So I guess it's just a case of, oh, see, now I'm getting conflicted because I started thinking about it last night on the way home from work because my train broke down. I was not happy. Would that be too many notifications? But I have a lot of content. You get like, almost stop saying like. Oh, it's East London. East London is killing me in my speech. In it though. I post almost an audio every day. Sometimes more. When I don't delete them. So I did it for the first time last night. And it felt weird posting one of my website posts. Actually, posting to the website also is strange to me on Patreon. But I think it was, I think it's what I'm gonna, why can I just not ramble? Okay, give me a minute. I have like an Assassin's Creed hood and I have to cross a road. By cross a road, I mean not run out in traffic because that's not safe. And I am a mature, responsible adult and I have a rule. Okay, I have two rules. I don't get run over by buses. No, I have three rules. I don't get run over by buses. That time a horse hit me on the arse was foreplay and free, which is actually the important rule here, I don't run across roads, I saunter. So you just have to find the right time, and not then. Why is it always a cluster of cars when I want to saunter? And we're sauntering, which is walking a bit quicker, but still not enough of a panic to stop yourself getting run over. It's just sauntering. I look cool. I don't look cool, I'm just lazy. Oh, I get annoyed when I have to run because a car decides that the person on the road shouldn't be on the road. And yes, they're probably right, but you know what? I don't care. So I saunter. Until a car's heading for me, then I start running, and then I get grumpy. Why are you making me run? I hate running. Where the fuck was I? Why do we ramble so much? It's part of my DNA. Tea, rambling, bad temper. Clumsiness. So yes, when I post a video to YouTube, I'm going to when I post a video to YouTube, I'm going to post it as a word, cross-posting. That's the fucking word. So you might get a few more. Oh, but then again, is that really a thing I should do? See, this is the problem. I second guess myself. But it might be a good thing, because you might miss out on content that you missed out on. You might miss out on content that you... No, please don't be my bus. Oh no, it's fine, it's a truck. So I have a plan for lunch. I'm going to go somewhere, which is technically half an hour away, grab lunch and get back. Now, the smart of you out there will realise that's an hour, and I only have an hour. Yes. Yes. I just really want dim sum. And I get obsessed with certain foods from certain places sometimes. And I want dim sum from this really tiny little hole in the wall. And it's half an hour away. Is there dim sum 5 minutes from the office? Yes, there is. And I'm going there. Am I? Am I going there? Am I? Fuck. Yeah, I am a bit concerned about my voice at the moment. Not so much my voice. In as much my voice. Also my brain, apparently. No, when I'm stressed, my voice issues get worse. And I'm noticing missed words, but then again, other people don't notice that. And again, it's part of my charm. Did I just roll my eyes when I said that? Yes, I did. Ah, now we wait for a bus. A little bit away from the bus stop so I don't get people looking at me weirdly. Although I do look like I'm on my phone and not recording a ramble. I do have a lot of vocal concerns. I know that I say words incorrectly. I miss out of a lot of words. I miss out of a lot of words. Oh, it's getting worse. It is actually getting worse. Yeah, it's something I'm a bit concerned about, but I'm gonna deal with it. Speech issues are... That sounds like a pirate. Yeah. Are something that I have dealt with all of my life. I think they're worse than they are, but I do think that... Yeah. Are we still recording? Yes, we are. I do wonder if I'm actually understandable sometimes. I see my speech getting worse, and I do panic. I don't want to talk as much because I'm hyper aware of missing out words, of incorrect pronunciation. I just can't seem to stop it. And picking up incorrect vocal patterns doesn't help. So, well, this ramble's got somewhere, gone some. I just did it again. And when that happens, I feel so self-conscious and I don't want to talk anymore. Like right now, in the pit of my stomach, I feel sick. Because probably my biggest fear is being thought of as being stupid. And I know that not being able to speak properly isn't any indicator of intelligence. But if you have ever said something to someone and then seen a complete lack of comprehension in their eyes, it is not nice. And being aware that I am fucking up my words more than ever, it's not nice, and it's just really fucking with my self-confidence. And right now I've got zero self-confidence, hence me being so on the fence about making a decision about cross-posting. Oh, but if I cross-post, I'm going to annoy them, and I don't want to annoy them. Oh, I'm like, I need mittens. I need an alpaca to stroke. That sounded vaguely sexual. So for now, I'm going to be cross-posting, and now I'm going to stop talking because I feel really uncomfortable. I hope you have a nice day. How do you stop recording on this thing? It's a...